Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston. And in Tampa, Massachusetts delegates are in the coveted spot of being the home delegation of Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney. It's an honor that Massachusetts Republicans haven't had in 88 years and that they aren't that used to coming from such a blue part of the country. It's also an honor that comes with perks and responsibilities, as WBUR's Monica Brady Myra reports from the convention in Tampa.
The honor comes with rooms in the nicest hotel, tickets to the best parties, and seats on the convention floor right below the podium. Massachusetts Republicans haven't had it this good in decades, says Beth Myers. Myers is a senior strategist for Romney who first worked for the GOP in 1980. She spoke to the delegates as they gathered for breakfast in an ornate chandeliered ballroom at the Marriott Waterside Hotel and Marina.
We've had some ups and downs in the Republican Party of Massachusetts, but all of you have stood by, and I hope you take great pride and great pleasure in being where you are in Tampa today. And you got a good hotel location this time.
Typically, the Massachusetts Republican delegation is housed miles from the convention and is seated in the rafters. Delegates here know they're in a favored and historic position, one that may not come again soon. Barbara McCoy is from Bourne.
Massachusetts is a very blue state. And we, you know, I think this is the first qualified candidate we've had at the right time. This is Governor Romney's time for us right now.
This is the first time since 1924 that Massachusetts has put forth a Republican nominee for president. Back then, it was former vice president and former governor Calvin Coolidge who was nominated to the presidency. The long drought reminds Mass GOP chairman Bob McGinn of another historic drought.
Being a Red Sox fan, I kind of feel like, wow, they had to wait from, 1918 until we got another World Series. We waited even longer to get a Republican nominated from Massachusetts for president of the United States. So I think we deserve a round of applause for sticking with it.
McGinn and other Massachusetts Republican officials told the delegates that with their elevated position also comes a responsibility to be, as former Lieutenant Governor Carrie Healey put it, truth tellers about Mitt Romney to other delegates.
And make sure that they know firsthand from someone who knows Governor Romney that when he came into office, there was this $3 billion budget gap that was threatening our $23 billion budget, and he closed that without raising taxes.
Also making the case for Romney with the delegates this week are his sons. Craig Romney paid a surprise visit to the Massachusetts breakfast.
You know, it really is a testament to you guys, I think, sticking with my dad through all these years. It's not easy to be a Republican in Massachusetts, and we commend you for it.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady Myrov at the Republican National Convention in Tampa.